maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Para sa maliliit na negosyo, ang pagkakaroon ng malaking kapital para mabuhay ito ay isang malaking hamon. Isang malaking hamon ay ang paghingi ng grant sa pamahalaan tulad ng ginawa ng kumpanyang naglilinis ng sasakyan na Wipe Hero. Ang maliit na kumpanya ay nakakuha ng 100,000 grant mula sa pamahalaan ng New South Wales para makatulong sa pananaliksik, pagpapaunlad at pagbebenta. Sinabi ng mga nagtatag ng negosyo, Reza Casavarzi at Farid Mermorseni, ito ang nagpabago sa kanilang negosyo. Narito ang ulat. Si Reza Casavarzi ay may PhD sa Mechanical Engineering. Ang kanyang kaibigan na si Farid Mermorseni ay isang Chemical Engineer. Silang dalawa ay nakadevelop ng isang biodegradable solution na walang tubig na nakakalinis ng kotse gamit lamang ang kaunting tubig. Ipinaliwanag ni Farid.
So it's safe for the washer, it's safe for the car, and it's also safe for the environment as we save 200 liters of water that goes to waste using the traditional method of car washing. Everyone thinks that you should wash your car with water because people think water actually washes the car. But if you get a hose and just hose down your car without any physical touch, nothing's going to come off. And that's simply because water isn't a solvent.
So as soon as our heroes apply the product onto the car, it forces everything to be detached from the paint, allowing us to just wipe it off with a special cloth.
At kahit paman ang produkto ay nakapagpapatipid, sinabi ni Farid na hindi ito ang pinakamalaking bentahe para maibenta.
It is proven to be hard for us to sell that point, so we've started selling the convenience side more than the actual conservation.
At ito ang ikalawang punto na kung saan pumapasok ang kanilang negosyo. Bukod sa pagiging produkto sa paglilinis ng sasakyan, ang Wipe Hero ay isa ring serbisyo na lumalapit sa mga parokyano. Isinilarawan ni Reza ang produkto bilang Uber sa paglilinis ng kotse.
Instead of you wasting your time and energy on a weekend, whether it's after work, to drive to a car wash, we'll send a hero to your place and wash it right on the spot.
Ang negosyo ay pinondoan ng dalawa at may kaunting tulong mula sa kanilang mga magulang. At habang ito ay kumita noong unang taon ng negosyo, kailangan nila ng solusyon sa salapi para madagdagan ang kanilang operasyon na balak na maglinis ng 15,000 sasakyan bawat taon. Sina Reza at Farid ay patungo na rito pagkatapos makakuha ng grant mula sa pamahalaan ng New South Wales para sa kanilang negosyo. Sinabi ni Farid na batid nila ang Building Partnerships Grant sa Incubate Accelerator Program ng University of Sydney.
So it was basically for companies that have an IP attached to the business and they're about creating a lot of jobs, which fits perfectly with our business model. Basically we applied. We had to create 3 milestones to basically specify what the money is going to go towards. So we went through that and we got lucky.
Sila ay makakatanggap na ng $100,000 para tulungan sa research and development para dagdagan ang kanilang mga produkto at makatulong sa pagmamarket ng produkto, lalo na sa online. Sinabi nila ang mga malaking kliyente tulad ng hire car companies at rideshare services ang kanilang pinupuntirya.
We see a market which really needs our products, so we're going to take this all across Australia and then globally.
Para kay Reza, na nagmula sa Iran, ang tagumpay ng kanyang negosyo ay magpapatunay sa mga hamon na kanyang hinarap nang siya ay dumating sa Australia 5 taon lamang ang nakalipas.
I think my English was pretty good at the time, but again, when you're overseas, you're so used to the American English and hearing that. And then the first thing I was like, I thought they speak English here. So it was really hard to understand the accent. So I started off doing a master's here and then I decided to move to the US to do a PhD. And then I ended up finishing a PhD in mechanical engineering with a focus on biomedical devices. It was quite tough because I was told over and over again, because you've got an undergrad from somewhere else, it's not recognizable, and there was recommendations on changing my name to a more Anglo-Saxon name, I guess.
Hindi niya binago ang kanyang pangalan.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.